Hello, Cincinnati Public Radio Sustainers. I'm Rick Andrus, the production director here at Cincinnati Public Radio. And with me today is Trip Eldridge, CEO of DMR Interactive and current community board member here at Cincinnati Public Radio. How are you?
Good. Nice to be here.
So you're a current community board member and your past board member, and obviously public radio has been a lot to you. So how did you get here?
Well, we started basically probably about 10, 15 years ago working with my marketing agency, helping Cincinnati Public Radio with emails and some of the things that we started to do as electronic digital connection and communication with the listeners. So the playlist email on WGUC and several others on WVXU were things we helped get started, provide the mechanism for. And that helped us to kind of learn what's going on with public radio, get to meet some of the amazing people, including yourself here at Cincinnati Public Radio, and eventually it became an opportunity to join the board.
Well, that sort of leads us right into the next question of your day job. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so we work with commercial radio stations primarily, not exclusively, but primarily commercial radio stations around North America, helping them get better ratings by connecting off-air with the audience. So we're the folks that are part of the loyalty programs, contests and promotions, help stations create events and things like that off the air.
So on top of all of that, here at Cincinnati Public Radio, you also contribute a podcast yourself called Start Here.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, I had a friend that does the History of Drum podcasting, which you featured.
Oh, right.
He was just super excited about that. He couldn't believe that, you know, he was featured, you know, obviously on WVXU and sure, your podcast there. So tell me about that.
Well, it was kind of one of those things where we said, how do we get into podcasting here at WVXU? And we, the idea was, well, we had started something called Podcast Central, which, as you know, Kevin Reynolds and Jim Nolan kind of put that as a way to kind of curate the hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there. Just as a listener, where do I even begin? So Podcast Central began with that. And this was an extension of Podcast Central to say, you know, how can we actually feature some audio of some of these podcasts? So Start Here was designed to give you a little audio taste of three podcasts, two national and one local, as in your example with the History of Drums is something produced here locally. Features national content, but something produced here locally gives us a chance to highlight and spotlight the local creators in the community. So it really gave us the opportunity to get people the chance to see what podcasts might be interesting to them. We feature a 2 to 3 minute segment of each of the three podcasts on every episode. And then also to have a way to spotlight and highlight the creative people and the creative ideas that are coming out of Cincinnati. So that was kind of the idea behind Start Here, and we've been doing it almost 2 years now.
Yeah. Now, do you produce that in a studio at home? Do you come in here to the station and produce? How do you put that together?
Podcasting now has opened up this whole new ability to take some fairly inexpensive types of equipment and create some pretty nice sounding podcasts. So I do that at home up until a couple of weeks ago, plugging in a small microphone into my iPhone and having that on a little basically hanger that allows me to kind of just narrate the various podcasts and the scripts. And it's extremely simple. It's gotten a little more complex now as we think of different podcasts or different content to feature. So I have a little mixing board now that I have and a little bit better of a microphone instead of just my iPhone. That coupled with freeware software called Audacity allows you to just put together a pretty easy podcast.
Yeah, I think you have a story that a lot of podcasters have.
Right.
It was like, it was simple. I just wanted to record and had a message or some thoughts
right,
and before you know it, you're shopping in the pro audio section, you know?
Right. So it's, that's right.
It's a slippery slope.
You're shopping. Yes, yeah. It is a slippery slope.
So do you, technology, you know, obviously a big part of your life. Tell me about some other hobbies or interests that you have.
Yeah. For years, my wife and I have been runners. So we like to run, actually, three kids, too. Every one of them has some level of running interest. All of us, with the exception of one, have done marathons over the years. And our daughter is doing one this fall up in Columbus. So that's a big part of our, you know, sort of family culture. Not always together, but part of our interests and hobbies. And then another for me is mountain biking. That's a lot of fun, kind of mountain biking during the summer, skiing during the winter. So a couple of areas of interest there as well.
So you've taken a few humanitarian trips with your family. You know, how did you get involved in that experience?
Yeah, that's another part of our sort of family culture growing up with the kids is to go, there's an organization here out of Cincinnati called Back to Back, and they have campuses all around the world in Mexico and Haiti and India and Nigeria, and they take care of orphans. And so we've done a couple of trips there where we've gone to visit some of these campuses and take some of our skills as in building new playgrounds and then just hanging out with the kids and getting to know the culture and the families around them. So that's been a big part. In fact, each one of our kids has done some version of that after they've graduated from college. Our oldest is in the military, and he right now is in a unique part of the military where he's actually building up. It's called civil affairs. So he's engaging with local leaders and building sidewalks and infrastructure within an area of the Middle East. Our daughter's a social worker, medical social worker at OSU Medical Center. And so she's working with patients every day. And then our son, he's going to use comedy to connections with people and try to make their lives better. So he's just graduating from Ohio State. Oh. In fact, he's part of the Start Here podcast. He's part of the writing and curation of that, finding podcasts and clips that we use together. So he and I are really part of that Start Here podcast.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. And so I'm a lifelong Cincinnatian, and I always tell people it's never been a better time to live here. Mm, are you from Cincinnati? Where's your hometown?
Milwaukee, actually.
Okay.
So very much like Cincinnati. We've got a lake versus a river, but about the same size, you know, got a beautiful background of, you know, kind of a German heritage, multicultural heritage, great neighborhoods, great place to raise a family. So, and we've been here since, well, it's almost over 20 years now. So we feel like this is about as much home as growing up in Milwaukee. So
thank you for sitting down with me and,
appreciate it. Appreciate the chance to be part of this Cincinnati Public Radio. And thanks for all you sustainers that are continuing to be so supportive of what we do and who this organization is.